And maybe your old trading gurus told you never buy calls. I've even said it. They probably say something like, the probability of profit, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any probability of profits. You're literally throwing money away when you buy long calls, blah, blah, blah. And while I do agree that if you buy an out of the money call, so the price is here and the strike price is somewhere out, let's say if it's at 100 and you buy a 105 strike call, that means the price of the stock has to go from 100 to 105. So it has to have a 5% gain plus what you paid for that option. So if you paid a dollar for it, now it's got to go to 106 for you to break even. Well, I agree that doesn't work. That's a terrible strategy.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. You're about to take a free lesson from the 10-Minute Trading Room that's available for members only. And I mean that. This is only going to be up for 1 week. After 1 week, the only way for you to see this is to become a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is pretty awesome. I actually have a huge bonus for you. I have $5,488 worth of free trading education for you. And I'll tell you all about that at the end of this podcast. So strap in, get some notes, get ready for it, because you only have 1 week to watch this entire lesson, and then it's going to be gone forever, unless you're a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit Outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021, so you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Oh my goodness. Welcome. This is super exciting. I was actually on the other side and I'm like clicking away furiously, like, okay, I gotta make sure everything's ready. I think we're good to go. Thank you for coming to today's live private members only webinar. Now, if you're watching this live, then you have gotten the special registration link. But just so you know, full disclosure, this is only for members of our 10-minute trading room. And this will be up publicly available for 3 days, and then it's going to come down. It'll come down on Monday. So because I really want to share this as far and wide as possible, I'm doing my very best to make sure that not only the members benefit from it, but all the YouTube subscribers and podcast listeners get a chance to learn from it as well. So before we get started, this is super serious. I want you to grab a piece of paper. I've been making notes all week for this webinar, so I need you to grab a piece of paper right now. Get your pen, your favorite pen. My personal favorite pen, just so you know, is the Bic Atlantis Exact, because it has a super fine tip. I like a nice super fine tip. But let's do this. If you are here, I need you to do me a favor right now. In the live chat, wherever you are, put in where you're from. Say hi. You know, this is important to me. The goal of this is to teach you as much as possible within an hour. This is not a podcast. This is a course lesson. Teach you as much as possible within the next hour. And I need you to ask questions. So let's practice you asking questions by going into the chat box, saying hi. Let me know you're here. Let me know where you're from. And that way you've got it all warmed up. You know exactly how to do it. And then we will be ready to go into today's live training. Hang on one second. That is called a cough button. Whenever you have to cough, you have to click that button. So we are getting a few people to put their name and where they're from. LT is hi from New Jersey. Thank you, LT. I appreciate you coming today. Mr. Brian Moore from Atlanta, Hotlanta, as they say. Thanks for coming today, Brian. Victor. I know Victor. Victor is one of my private consulting clients, and I am meeting with Victor on Monday to discuss our strategy kickoff session. Working with me is, as I've told Victor, it's going to be hot and intense and fire. But by the time you get done with it, you will have skipped all of the expensive Wall Street lessons that I had to pay for along the way. Victor, thank you for coming. I will see you on Monday, sir. Ben, good morning from upstate New York. You know what? I drove through upstate New York not that long ago. My family, before, we went up to New York this summer on a road trip. So we live in Texas, and my wife was, we didn't get to vacation last year because of Corona. And she was like, I got to get out of here. Where do you want to go? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, how about we go to Maine? And I was like, okay. So we got in her Lexus SUV, and we're like, we're going to put some miles on this boy. I'm glad it has an unlimited mileage warranty for this. And we're going to drive from Texas to Maine and back. And we did it. And in the process, we drove from here up to our final northernmost destination point was Acadia National Park, which was amazing. And then from there, we went west across all of New York, which I had no idea New York was so wide. And it felt like we were in New York for an entire day of driving. So yeah, it was crazy how long it was, but beautiful. And going through like Vermont and New Hampshire and stuff, I've never seen a moose before. And I was so excited. I had my phone like propped up, ready to go to get pictures of moose as we were driving by. But unfortunately, I didn't see one. I was ready for it though. Anytime it was coming, I was ready. So thank you, Ben, joining us today. Let's see. Brian says, yes, indeed. Victor with the two double guns. Boom. Hey, in case you're ever wondering, because it does happen on occasion, my microphone is right here. And I don't like the way it looks. Hang on. I'll put it down for you. Behind the scenes. My microphone is right here. And I don't like the way it looks when someone has their microphone in the screen. So I've got it cut out. So in case you ever see my hand disappear, it is magic. And it's on purpose. Because I don't want to show you my ugly microphone in the way. Donna, hey, how are you? You recently joined the trading room. Thank you so much. I sent you an email the other day. I really am excited to have you on board and excited that you made it here. Theo from MD, Maryland, I assume. Yeah, that was one of our stops on the road trip this summer, was through Washington, D.C., Maryland, and all that stuff. I mean, I've never been over there before, so it was so cool to be able to see that. R. Kenny, 001, almost like 007. R. Kenny. He has a license to chill. That's number one. License to kill is 07. License to chill is 01. Clearfield, but right now he's in Howe, Indiana. Perfect. Thank you. Mark, hello from the NYC, financial capital of the world. Dude, when I went to, on that road trip, we stopped in New York. First time I ever got to be there. Got to take a picture with the bull, go see Wall Street, go see all the sights. But you know what's really frustrating? So our hotel was right off of Times Square. It was amazing. But like half the city was still shut down. And we wanted to go see some Broadway plays. And this was in the summer. And they're like, Broadway's going to open in September. I don't think anything's coming back to New York, man. I don't understand. Like at some point, we got to treat this like the flu. Let's be honest here. We all know that this has a night. I'm going way off topic for today's episode. Sorry. We got a 99% plus survival rate on this. I think it's actually better than the flu. Let's just open everything back up and get back to business. I hope you feel the same way. It's true. Hey, Theo says yes. And LOL, Mr. License to Chill, it's Rich. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming to today. It means a lot to me. And now that we've had a chance to warm up the chat box, there will be several times during today's episode where I will be asking you to participate. I want you to ask questions. I want you to type in yes every once in a while so that I understand that you're grasping the concept. And as we go, if you have questions and I don't get a chance to answer them before I move on to the next section, spam the chat box. I mean it. Like, just go crazy on it, right? Because this won't work if it's just me pontificating. This is a question and answer and live training together. And I want to do my best for you. All right. And yeah, Ben. Yeah, I agree. I'm sick of it too. All right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Enough of my face. Let's go to the lesson content. Click the right buttons here. There we go. Let me shift to this one. Cool. All right. Oh, Isaac. Does that say Alaska? No way. Isaac from Alaska. Dude. Welcome. That's a long way. I think you and I were emailing the other day, right? I'm really glad you were able to make it. Okay, so I think you're going to enjoy this one today. I've been working really hard all week. Yesterday in the trading room, I was kind of bouncing some ideas off of the different topics we're going to cover. But what we are going to cover is how this once struggling trader beat fake trading gurus at their own game and made a killing with stock opportunity analysis in less than 10 minutes a day. I was telling the trading room yesterday, stock opportunity analysis was not the right word. I wish I had rephrased that, but I'd already sent the emails and I'm like, I'm going to go with it. Because really, it's made a killing with 10 minute trading. And that's part of what I'm going to show you today. Messi from India? Dude. Sick. Thanks for coming. Good vibes. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I do. By the way, I'm going to give you one quick tip. If you are ever on the internet and you have trolls coming after you, my number one strategy that works every single time without fail is kill them with kindness. Right? It's the good vibes, like Messi was talking about here. Because when you kill them with kindness, they have nothing to say. And immediately, every single time, they either apologize or they delete their initial ugly post. And that's it. I don't think most people understand that tactic, but it was something my mama taught me. When you live in Texas, you got a whole lot of lessons that my mama taught you. So yeah, I'm all about those good vibes, man. Thanks so much for coming. Let's do this. How this once struggling trader beat fake trading gurus at their own game. Boom. But before we go that far, I want you to know that A, I am the head scientist at NASA. I am a certified lawyer of accountancy. And I once won the NFL championship football Super Bowl. And also, don't listen to any word I say. That's my legal disclaimer. Because legally, I can't tell you what to do, but I will give you my very best as chief scientist and football winner and all that other stuff to do my very best to give you the best information that I have found. All right. So in the chat, we've already done this and I appreciate you letting me know that you are here and where you're from. That really means a lot to me. Today's agenda. All right. We have three core parts that we're going to go through. Number one is the secret indicator that tells you what's really happening behind closed doors in the stock market. Number two, how to get a 90% discount on every stock you buy. And warning, only do this if you like big profits and small losses. And number three, how to avoid every market crash every time. Those are some sensational points, but this is how I trade. Hey. If that sounds like you're in the right place, type yes in the chat. I'll give you 10 seconds real quick. Type yes in the chat because you're in the right place. All right. And like I said earlier, please ask questions. This is super, super important to me. Also, later on, I'm going to be telling you about how I'm giving away $5,488 worth of free education. That'll come later. So one of my trading mentors, I've been mentored by literally some of the best traders in the world. $1 billion hedge fund managers, which we're going to talk about later today. One of my friends, his name is Steve Burns. And maybe you know him, maybe you don't. But he has close to 1 million followers across all the platforms. And I worked with him for a good while. And he kept saying it over and over and over. You need to find a quantifiable edge in your trading. I don't know why it took me so many times to actually listen to what he said. But when I listened to what he said, I was like, oh, the light bulb came on. And I'm going to do my best to have you have that experience today as well. I want the light bulb to click on for you so that you understand how to be successful as you're trading. Next is my friend Mark. He texted me just the other day for Thanksgiving, and I felt like such a dummy because he texted me, and I didn't even notice it until the following Monday, and I wrote back, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Mark. I totally missed your text. I kid you not. Here, I'll show you my phone. Like, Hang on. 2 seconds here. Yeah, I don't know if you can see, but that top line right there probably won't focus. Is me and Mark texting. So yeah, it's true. Mark is a 1997 U.S. investing champion and currently beating every single other person in the world in the U.S. investing championship. He's also a really sweet guy. He says the key to successful trading is to manage risk in relation to reward and have a mechanism in place that gauges when reward is or is not paying you for an acceptable level of risk. Then you adjust your exposure and trade accordingly. This is the holy grail. Now, that is a lot of techno babble. But what he's trying to say is you need to find the balance of risk and reward. And then if it's not in the right balance right now, you must adjust. Whatever that adjustment may be. But you cannot continue to let something that is no longer paying you for the risk that you're taking on eat away at your portfolio. So that's really important. So back when I first started trading, I had to learn to trade from an iPad under my desk. And that's how 10-minute stock trading came along, because I knew I needed systems in place to trade fast and trade smart. You've probably heard me say it on the podcast before, trade faster and trade smarter. And that was honestly what I had to do. I had to figure this out. And I wasted a lot of time following what I found out later were fake gurus. Has this ever happened to you? Have you gone years or months or days listening to somebody who doesn't actually trade, who wants to teach you a theory without the practical application of it, and then you find out later they weren't making any money? Or if they were, it wasn't the way that they were teaching you. If that's ever happened to you, just let me know. And what they were teaching was it was all about having high win rates. And I got to admit, high win rates sound awesome, but there is a major drawback, huge major drawback to high win rates that the fake gurus forgot to mention. A high win rate strategy means low return, low reward, and high risk. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sit very well to me, right? Honestly, that should have been a big red light right there, but I don't know why. Maybe they were convincing enough because they were on the internet and, you know, they had an audience and they were very convincing in their ways. But that really should have been a big red light to me right there. Some of their trade ideas, for example, would be to risk $400 to make $100. Pause for dramatic effect. Risk $600 to make $400. And the most egregious example of this fake guru type of trading, where it's all about the high win rates, and don't worry, it's a high win rate scenario. And because it's a high win rate, you can handle taking $900 of risk to make $100. I actually have had these people on my podcast. And one time I kind of grilled them. I'm like, how do you even make money? How on earth can you possibly mathematically make money? And they're like, oh, I got a high win rate, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, the math doesn't add up to me there. Yeah, not to mention stress. Could you imagine taking on $900 of risk, hoping and praying that you make that 100 like they claimed you will? This was their normal style of trading. Hang on. Come here. Clicky, clicky. There we go. Risk 900 to make 100. So meaning that if you got one wrong, you had to get 9 right in a row to break even. If you lost on one trade, you had to get 9 right in a row to get back to break even. Brian knows. Yeah, I think we've all been there. Because the idea of the high win rates is so captivating. But when you do the math, you're like, hold up, wait a minute. I have to get 9 right in a row to get back to break even when I lose on one trade. I'm not sure that makes sense. But I don't know why. They were captivating to me. But not only that, they said, mathematically, it shows that if you close your winner at 50%, your win rate will be even higher. And we only care about the win rate. We don't care about actually making money. It's the win rate. So that actually changed the risk reward even worse, from risk 900 to make 50. I can't believe I fell for this. Yeah, just looking back, it's like, how did I not see this? Where along the line was I like, oh, that doesn't make sense. You can't be serious. But they were. It was all about high win rates, low reward. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't work. And not only am I going to tell you, I'm going to prove it to you. I haven't even got to the three components of this. I'm just telling you my backstory to tell you the Wall Street tuition that I learned on this. So let's say that you risk 900 to make 50. And you have a 75% win rate. And I know that that is possible because that's what I was doing. I was doing 75 and 80% win rates. But I wasn't making money. So here I ran. So this is a fancy thing called a Monte Carlo calculation here. Monte Carlo analysis. So it's trading 365 times. And then it's running 500 scenarios of those 365. Okay. So we're talking a boatload of potential outcomes here. If you had a 75% win rate where you risk 900 to make 50, you would have lost $68,000 in 365 trades. Trade just one day a year. With this 75% win rate strategy, you're going to lose $68,000. Hang on. Dramatic effect. What? Lose $68,000 trading one day a year? But nobody told me that part. I didn't do the math. I'm having goosebumps right now because I'm having hard flashbacks. Are you having these flashbacks too? Lose $68,000 in 365 trades. All right. You know what? Let's change this. Let's say we risk 900 to make 50, but you have a 90% win rate. It's practically impossible to lose when you have a 90% win rate. Let's run the math again. Chris, why didn't you think about running the math back then? Oh, you know, we're just going to lose $16,000. We're only going to lose $16,000 in this scenario. Hey, before, we lost $68,000. So this is a huge improvement. You're only losing $16,000. At some point, I stopped getting tired of winning the trades and losing money. Maybe that happened to you too. Like I said, you can't be serious when I figured this out. Now, let's just say for a second. Oh, Brian's asking me to turn up the volume. I got you, bro. Watch this. All right, I just turned up the volume. Do me a favor. If that helped, type in yes in the chat. I'll give you just a second to test it out. Hey, that's the kind of feedback I need right there. Thank you very, very much, Brian. I appreciate that. Can you guys hear me better now? Does that help? By the way, in case you're wondering what I'm drinking out of, it's a 10-minute stock trader mug with my special purple monster drink. Oh, dude, I'm sorry. I totally misread you. It's not the volume of the... Okay, that's my bad. I'm going to turn the volume back to where it was then. You make it up in the volume of trades. Ah, dude. See, I'm so thick that I didn't understand what you were saying. I didn't understand what these people were saying. Okay. Volume is perfect. Perfect. All right. Cool. Theo says it's clear. Mark says it's good. They had a better chance at flipping coins. Yeah, no joke. They had a better chance of throwing darts at a board. Isaac. Yeah, man. Sorry, dude. Vacuuming. You're vacuuming and you can still hear me? Tell you, you must have those good headphones. I got these headphones for father. This is so funny. I got these headphones for Father's Day 1 year because I was like, I need noise canceling headphones because my kids are too damn loud. I can't focus on anything. Happy Father's Day, right? Yeah, sorry. That's life in my house. So let's flip this situation on its head. You ready? So before we lost $68,000 and we lost $16,000. Now let's flip this on its head. What if we risk 50 and make 900 with a 10% win rate? Well, by God, we'd make $15,000 or 15,800. Wait a minute. So you're telling me that I would win $16,000 on 365 trades? Ben, it's coming. Get ready. Watch this. Risk 50, make 900, gives a $15,000 return. Or 16,000, let's round it up, and 365 trades. Risk 50, make 900 with a 25% win rate. Okay, so before, this is a 10% win rate, got us $16,000. Now this is a 25% win rate, and we made $68,000? Hold on a second. Hold on. 3 minutes. Wait a minute. This is the breakdown I had right here. You gotta be messing with me. So you're telling me that if I did the opposite of what you just taught me, I would have literally made millions more dollars right now. If I did the opposite of what these fake trading gurus told me, I would have had millions of dollars more. And I am beyond passionate about this. Because there are fake trading gurus out there, and you know probably by this point exactly who I'm talking about, that do not make money. But they feel that it's okay to spout this high win rate, low reward, high risk scenario. I cannot express how frustrated I was about all this. And that's why I totally upended what I do. Did before, and I created the 10-minute stock trading strategy, and you hear me talk about it all the time. It's on the podcast constantly. I do it on Benzinga all the time. I do it because it works. Yeah, Isaac knows. Preach it. I am not joking. And I am doing everything I can to undo what those fake trading gurus teach. Now, if you're ready to learn, because I haven't even got to the teaching parts yet. If you're ready to learn how we do this, type yes in the chat as I get ready to go into teacher mode. That was Chris Venting mode. Now we're going to get into teaching mode. Sorry. It's really important to set up the scenario, right? Because if I just come in and I say, do this, do this, do this, it doesn't matter. Hang on. 2 seconds. I love doing this, right? So I sit in front of a green screen because I can do so much more with it. And behind, I sit my library at my home. I have thousands of books in here. But I keep all my trading books right at hand for when I need them. So inside The Complete Turtle Trader by Michael Covell. In fact, this is when you work with me as a private consulting client, this is one of the required reading books. What was his name? Richard Dennis. He was one of the greatest traders ever. And when it was in the 80s, and he was like, you know what? I want to teach people my system. So he got a group of traders together and he taught them the system. And it takes about an hour to learn the system. But then it takes, I think it took them like a year to actually implement and understand and embody and embrace how the system works. So I can give you all my trading rules and be like, there you go. I think in the book, it even says that he knew he could take out an ad in the Wall Street Journal, a full page ad, and nobody believe him. And that's why I can't just go straight into teaching mode. I have to get you in the mindset to understand of how this works. So let's do this. Oh, that's a great idea. At the end of class, we provide good books to read. Yes, hang on. I'm going to make a note. I would like to make a little webpage. That way it's all in one place. That way you've got links to everything. But yeah, I'm making a note. Books. So there's 6 books I recommend to everybody. I'll try and remember them real quick. One is The Complete Turtle Trader. Don't write this down. I'm trying to spitball what they are. Complete Turtle Trader, New Trader, Rich Trader, How I Made $2 Million in the Stock Market, Mark Minervini's Mindset Secrets for Winning. That's 4. I can't remember the other 2 off the top of my head. Oh, Rich. Hey, you've listened to the podcast. I'm past 100 books right now. Hang on. I keep a spreadsheet. I didn't get a chance to update y'all on this. My goal was 100 books for the year. I'm at 106 right now. 73 of them were nonfiction and 33 were fiction. And this has been the best year of my life. I tell you, I was like, the other day I was reading these books. I'm like, damn, I should have done this like every year. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. We'll get those. We'll get the book links for you guys. Just remind me later on. I promise I want to get you the best books out there. All right. We're ready to learn. So let's do this. Now, here it is. Are you ready? The secret indicator. I tried to make these as clickbait as possible. The secret indicator that tells you what's really happening behind closed doors in the stock market. Ooh. That sounds good, doesn't it? So here was the thing, right? I had my strategy all set up. And I kept losing. Like I was on a losing streak and I'm like, I don't like losing streaks. I don't know about you, but I kept losing. And I was like, okay, why am I losing? Because one of the things that you need as a trader is you need to embody learning from mistakes, learning from experience, right? Because if you're not, then you're just literally going to bleed your entire account out. So I was thinking to myself, why was I losing? And this is beyond the fake guru situation. I knew my strategy was right because it was set up and it was working. But it was like my timing was off. Have you ever been in that situation, right? Where you're putting on these trades, you know they should work, but your timing is just off. And it's like, what am I missing here? And, where's it at? Clicky. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. You've probably had this situation happen to you before. So I just got really frustrated. And I was like, what am I going to do? Why was I losing? I knew my strategy should work, but I was missing something. So I started going through all my trading books again. Like I said, I have a whole library behind me of them. And I was honest to goodness, desperately searching for that missing ingredient. And then I found something from my friend Mark Minervini. Now hear me out. This is a tweet, okay? How should I phrase this? The world we live in today is the greatest possible scenario ever. Do you realize that today, Henry Ford would have been on 50 podcasts talking about his whole process, talking about how he had the idea to build the Model T and how he created the factory and the whole assembly line and everything? Kind of like Elon Musk, right? The fact that we can actually hear from the mouth of these innovators what they're doing is game-changing. I'm going to make this bigger. And I'll read it to you, the point that I highlighted. So there's this thing right here that he talks about, the NAA 200R, and that it's index above 200-day, only 31% of stocks above 200-day. And maybe in a different life, I would have been a great detective. But I started reading this, and I'm like, what is he even talking about? So I'm Googling it, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is a market breadth indicator. And this is actually the easiest way to see behind the closed doors of what's going on in the market. The market may be up, but if the participants in the market aren't working, it was like 2 + 2 = 3. There was one missing ingredient, and now I knew what it was. It was because one of them wasn't bullish. I was missing the market breadth. I didn't understand that until a tweet just happened to come along my way. And I read it, and I internalized it, and I investigated what he was talking about. I was like, whoa, wait a minute here. So I started backtesting this, because you know I'm a huge backtester. I need data to prove that this is working. And I added this into my strategy, right? So basically I had, you know, X number of trades over the course of the year or two. And I just added this in to say, if it's above 50%, keep this trade. If it's below 50%, just act like the trade didn't happen. So I started backtesting this. And this one market breadth indicator was the one ingredient that changed everything. Everything. I was like, no freaking way. I wish I had known about this. And honest to God, that's partly why I'm here today talking to you, because that made such a big difference in everything. I was like, the light bulbs went off, right? This is so secret that Google doesn't even know about it. Let that sink in for a second, right? A U.S. investing champion is talking about these indicators. And it's not, you know, that you need hundreds and hundreds of indicators. It gives you an idea of what's going on. I can't even put this on my charts because it's so secret. It's not even a trend spider. Ah, Isaac had a light bulb moment. Yeah, I know. So let's say you Googled the MACD indicator. You're going to get 12.3 million results. Let's say you Googled the RSI indicator. You're going to get 17.3 million results. Let's say you Googled the stochastics indicator. It comes down a lot, but it's still 420,000 results. Watch this. You ready? Watch this. Google the MMFI indicator. Not right now, because you're listening to this. You're going to get 22,000 results total instead of, you know, 17 million. You're going to get 22,000. And not only that, Google's going to be like, did you type that in right? Are you sure this is what you're looking for? This is the time where you take out your pen and paper and you write this down. The MMFI indicator. This is the percent of stocks above their 50-day moving average. Let me make this bigger for you. Now, if you've watched the podcast, or if you've seen me on TV, or if you see me on Benzinga, I talk about this. Nobody knows about this. Google doesn't even know about this. 22,000 posts on the internet, and I'm probably half of them, to talk about the MMFI indicator. I can't even put this in TrendSpider because they don't have it. The MMFI indicator tells you what's happening behind the closed doors of the market. We're not even on a moving average. This is just a value. That's a fantastic question, Brian, by the way. I don't want to discount that, because while this does look like a moving average, this is just the pure value. So what this says is, when I took the screenshot, 30% of the S&P 500 is above their 50-day moving average. So you can math that out real quick. So 500 times 0.3, that tells you that of the 500 stocks that are in the S&P 500, only 150 are above, okay, moving average, I see. It's a simple. Only 150 are above their 50-day simple moving average. Excellent question here, Brian. See, sometimes I need a minute to understand what y'all are saying. And these arrows point to these huge dips, right? And there's even a long time where it's below 50% in the market being bullish. And then most recently, this keyed us off in the trading room to say, wait a minute, something is broke. We set a new all-time low in the last year on percent of stocks that are bullish. And this tells you what's happening behind the closed doors. And by adding this one thing, are you ready? Hang on. By adding this one market indicator, my profits tripled. Use any strategy you want, but add this one indicator into it, my profits tripled. And my win percentage, which had been going down, because, you know, we talked about earlier that I had a losing streak, and I'm thinking my timing has to be off somewhere. That would have increased my winning percentage by 13 percentage points. Huge, huge difference. And this finally helps me become profitable. And when I tell people about this, most of them just roll their eyes like, oh, another indicator, another thing, right? No, I'm not saying throw a whole bunch of crap on your charts. I'm saying use this as a filter. If it's more than 50% of the stocks being bullish, then we have a bull market and everybody's participating. If we have less, then something's broken. This is looking behind the closed doors. This helped me trade with so much more confidence. How cool is that, right? It's pretty amazing. Let me show you on a chart. Sorry, I thought I had the chart pulled up here in the notes, but I don't. I'm going to pull it up on a chart because I already made notes on this. I'm going to go into Trend Spider. I'm going to take off. Oh, hang on. We got it over here. I don't know if you guys make those noises when you're scrolling through your charts going meh. So the places that I circled were where I had my arrows just a moment ago. So let me go back to this. I'm going to bounce back and forth for a minute if that's okay with you. Do you mind if I show you on a chart exactly what I'm talking about here? Because I want to do the best job I can to explain it to you. All right. So let's go back here. This is roughly the March time frame. And then again in the May time frame. You can see that it dips down and then it comes back up. Dips down, comes back up. Okay. It dips down and it comes back up. It dips down, comes back up. So that's these two points here. But it does give you the heads up to say, hey, there's less people playing, right? More people are leaving. More sellers are coming to town than buyers. The buyers are leaving. The sellers have come in. And then we have this little dip. And it did go back up and it followed the market and goes back up. But you would have avoided that spot. Now, the next three, as you can see here, these gaps were a lot bigger, right? Especially right now. Let's go back to our slides here. And that's when we went below and stayed below for a minute. And you avoid the market turning around. It gives you the heads up of what's happening. And because it gives you the heads up of what's happening, you understand what's going on behind closed doors. Just add this one thing and then come tell me what happened to your profits. How's that for a challenge? Add that. Just a filter. If the MMFI is more than 50, you could go long if it fits your strategy. I'm not saying it will. I'm not saying you're going to win every time. But this should give you more confidence in what you're doing because you're seeing exactly what's going on behind closed doors. So isn't that cool, right? All right, so that's our first section here. Type yes in the chat box if that made sense to you. If it didn't, let's type in a question because I want to make sure that we're all in a good spot here. Isaac, very good question. It's not. And I asked them, I was like, where's MMFI? They're like, we don't have it. And I was like, why? And they're like, nobody uses it. I was like, maybe they should. Remember what we talked about here? Remember we talked about even Google thinks that this doesn't exist? Crazy. Brian asks, if you are in the market and it drops below 50, do you adjust your exit strategy? No. Very, very good question. This is, I would call this my part of my offensive plan versus my defensive plan. Offensive means looking for trades, trying to put them on, making sure that we are in the right place. Then, once I'm in, I will let the price of the stock tell me what I'm going to do. So if I get in, I mean, this happened to me not long ago in MMC. I don't know if my notes are still on here. Let's see. Yeah. So I got in MMC, and I was running on the 10-day moving average, and the MMFI started crashing down. And while I didn't use the MMFI as my exit point, I used the 10-day, but you can see I got in here. I got out here the day it closed below. I let the price of the stock tell me where it's going to go, but I let the market. So I work top down, and members of the trading room will know this. You start at the top. Is the market bullish on price? Does the MMFI show that enough people, participants, are also participating? Yes or no? Is it above 50 or below 50 on MMFI? And then lastly, we do use the FinClub artificial intelligence data to give us a little bit of insight if today is the day to go in or if today is the day to sit out. But yeah, that it doesn't factor into my exit strategy, but totally factors into my entry strategy. Excellent question there, Brian. LT says, yes, thank you. Thank you, LT. Isaac says, wow. Eye-opening, right? It's crazy. I don't understand why people don't know this. Thinkorswim. I don't know. I don't use Thinkorswim. I use Trendspider because it's way more better. And I know I said that wrong, but it's my thing. I like to say more better. I think it's funny. Theo asks, how do you find the individual stock? Do you use any scanner? Yes, I do use scanners. I call them the AI chart power scanners. I have them built into Trendspider. If you're interested, I can show you where to get those later. But yeah, like right now, I can click this button here, go to the, I'll go to the bearish power scanner because I'm more bearish right now than anything. And then it'll pop out the list of all the stocks that meet my personal entry criteria. So let's see. Oh, there's a bunch. This is a bearish strategy. 63 charts are showing to be in a bearish situation that I would be interested in trading today. So yeah, I do use scanners. I mean, I couldn't trade in 10 minutes a day if I didn't use scanners. So excellent question. And Ben asks, is the MMFI, if the MMFI is low, but your AI is green, how would you analyze that? I'll tell you exactly. 2 seconds here. When I start trading, I look from the top down, as I said earlier, if the market posture is bullish, if the MMFI is bullish or bearish, and if the artificial intelligence data is bullish or bearish. In fact, I'll go ahead and pull it up for you today so you know. Oh, great. The way that I establish a market posture, I'll move this out of the way, is if the blue line is over the black line and price is over 50, which is the red line, that's a bullish posture. If the blue line, which is the 10-day, is below the black line, which is the 20-day, meaning if the last 2 weeks, the value has come down, the average price has come down to be below what the average price was over the last month. That's what it means. In the last 2 weeks, is price greater than or less than what it was on average over the last month? If it's below, that's a bearish signal. If the price is below the 50-day moving average, that also gives you another indicator. So I combine those. So I say I need to have these lines crossed, either bullish or bearish, and I need price to be above a certain level. And that certain level is the red line here. As you can see, this is a bearish setup today. Move, circle. Today is a bearish setup. Let's go to MMFI today. Right now, it's still at 30. That's a bearish setup. Lastly, what does our artificial intelligence data say? It actually says bullish. Now, this program works differently than I do in a lot of ways because this is more for a day trader or an early morning trader. I only trade at the end of the day because that is when all the institutions come to town. If you ever want to know, get your pen and paper. Ready? I will only now trade from now on at the end of the day. There. Yeah. Don't try and day trade. But this tells me if the market is set up to be weak or strong. Today it says that the market's set up to be strong. So if this turned around, because I mean it actually was up earlier on in the day. And right now it's down. But the AI data that we use says it's a strong day. And we're not going to fight a strong day. We're only going to go in if the AI data shows it's going to be weak. So there we go. I can't believe we're an hour deep already. Wow. I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, let me know in the chat because like I could talk about this all day or day. Okay, we're going to go to our next section here. Give me 2 seconds. Ooh, I like this one. How to get a 90% discount on every stock you buy. And warning, only do this if you like big profits and small losses. Isaac says he's loving it. And I appreciate it, man. You're coming all the way from Alaska watching this. I didn't know internet would work between these 2 points. That's too far away. It's awesome, dude. How would this work in currencies and commodities? It's an excellent question. I only trade, and here's the reason why. Do you've heard about this trend in the crypto space called NFTs, right? Non-fungible tokens. I couldn't think of a worse investment in the world because you need fungibility. Fungibility is the ability to swap like for like. Like if I have a dollar and you have a dollar and we swapped back and forth, we still have $1, right? And you could swap it with anybody else in the world and that would still be a dollar. But when you have the lack of fungibility, that's really saying a totally, completely, there is no liquidity token. You've got to have liquidity in order to get in at a fair price and get out at a fair price. Because you're going to have to move to where that buyer or where that seller is at. You're going to have to adjust your price. And when there's something fungible, when something has a lot of liquidity, that's not something you have to stress about. So I personally only trade the stocks that are in the S&P 500. I don't trade anything else. I don't know how this would work with currencies, and I don't know how this would work with commodities. But there probably is something out there that would have a similar setup and give you the similar amount of information. It's just not something I've researched because I keep my focus on the very most liquid products because I want to get in and I want to get out and I don't have to give up money to do that in either direction. Excellent, excellent question. Isaac, you're awesome, dude. All right. How to get a 90% discount on every stock you buy. So one of my private consulting clients told me about this strategy and I totally disregarded it. I was like, don't do that. That doesn't work. But he kept telling me about it and he's like, listen, it's like getting a 90% discount on every stock you buy. I was like, no, that doesn't work. No way. And he was telling me, maybe you've seen the strategy before, right? It's it's a long call. Now, before you glaze over and say, oh, I've heard this. No, it's no big deal. No, this is not what you're thinking. This is not buying out of the money calls. Let's do talk about calls real quick. The basic setup of a call option is you basically have the right to buy 100 shares of stock at a predetermined price sometime in the future. But that's only if it's in the money. If it expires out of the money, your option is worth nothing. And I kept telling him, no, don't do this, because this is how I blew up my account the first time. I'll never forget. I was like, oh, dude, the market's going up. I'm just going to buy a hella calls, right? Probably heard the story on the podcast. And like, I managed to blow up 2/3 of my account within the first 60 days of trading. That was because I was just buying all these YOLO calls. I'm like, no, this is how it works. Type yes in the chat box if that's what happened to you, because I'm pretty sure it did. And maybe your old trading gurus told you never buy calls. I've even said it. They probably say something like the probability of profit, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any probability of profits. You're literally throwing money away when you buy long calls, blah, blah, blah. And while I do agree that if you buy an out of the money call, right? So the price, where is it at? So the price is here and the strike price is somewhere out. Let's say if it's at 100 and you buy a 105 strike call, that means the price of the stock has to go from 100 to 105. So it has to have a 5% gain plus what you paid for that option. So if you paid $1 for it, now it's got to go to 106 for you to break even. While I agree, that doesn't work. That's a terrible strategy. What if we did the opposite? And this was what my consulting client was telling me, and I didn't grasp it until he really explained to me further how it works. And it's, what if we did the opposite? What if we bought in the money calls? What if we took this scenario and we shifted the whole thing over? So instead of it having to go from 100 to 105 plus the price of the option, what if we eliminated that 105 part? What if we just did the extrinsic value of the option, which a lot of times you can get to really, really small amounts. Members of the trading room know what I'm talking about. So let's take a look at this options chain. So this is Apple. I took this a couple days ago. And we're going to look at the 150 strike. Pen and paper. Let's get it out. You ready? Apple's trading at 163. So the 150 strike is deep in the money. It's $13 in the money. What we've got highlighted on the left-hand side here is the delta. And the delta works like one share of stock. So an 85 delta is similar to having like 85 shares of stock. And with the stock trading at $163.57, 85 shares times 167.83 is $13,903 worth of shares. So if you were to buy shares, it's going to cost you $13,903 right now if you bought 85 shares. But this option only costs $14.85. If I bought 85 shares, it would cost me $13,000. If I bought this one contract, it'd be $14.85. And it behaves in almost the exact same way. It's at a 90% discount. It's the same thing. It's like buying 85 shares at a 90% discount. And the only difference is that you're paying a smidge of extrinsic value. You're not paying for a bunch of extrinsic value. You're just taking into account what is there. And there's not much. It's almost like owning 85 shares of stock at a 90% discount. And so I tried it, and it worked. And this was a strategy that I once completely, totally dismissed. Turned out to be my biggest winners. So I had the opportunity to learn trading from Larry Hite, who was the very first billion-dollar hedge fund manager. And he taught me this one thing, and I have it. So I have a vision board thing on my wall over there behind the screen and camera. And right above, or not above, but on the vision board, I have it printed out. I have this exact phrase printed out that he taught me. Commit very little capital, take on very little risk, and still make a significant return. Commit very little capital? You mean 10% of what it would cost for that option? Take on very little risk? You mean employ the strategy and then use this leverage for you to take on just a little bit of risk? Because we don't lose the whole 1485 if we do lose. We might lose like 200, maybe. So you're still going to make a significant return? Whoa. That's what I discovered. I had a huge breakthrough. Get ready for this. You ready? Are you ready? I think this was messy, right? I stopped trading options in the money or out. Better to go with futures. This is exactly like trading futures on every stock. Deep. Write this down. You ready? Deep in the money options work exactly the same as a futures contract for any stock. I didn't make this up. This guy did. The first billion-dollar hedge fund manager. I'm having goosebumps right now thinking how lucky I am being able to learn trading from people like him. Because you commit very little capital, you take on very little risk, and you still make a significant return. That sounds pretty damn sweet, right? And remember how I talked about earlier? Warning, this only works if you want big winners and small losers. Where's your light bulb, right? Your light bulb moment just happened. If this is making sense to you, hit yes in the chat box, because this is crazy. Totally, utterly blew my mind. And at first, because of those fake trading gurus I had earlier, I wouldn't have done this. But wait a minute. Remember how they were making the $68,000 that I was losing if I did the opposite? Pause for dramatic effect. Did the light bulb just come on for you? I say this a lot, and I mean it. Once I figured out that everything I did wasn't working, and I needed to do the opposite, that was when everything changed. So yeah, absolutely. Brian is asking for more details and examples. I don't have time to go through all of that today, Brian. But you're a member of the trading room, so you're going to see this as we do it. But let's just go through this real quick. 85 or greater, I usually go for high deltas. And what I look for is the extrinsic value, the part that can go down, the part of the option where people get hosed. I try and make that as small as possible, sometimes 20% or less of the total price of the option. Yeah, trust me, I could go all day on this, Brian. But the point is that it acts like 85 shares of stock and you're only paying 10% of what it is, of what the total value would be if you bought those stock. So cool. I am glad that we all were able to talk about this because you know what? This is so much fun to me. Next, we're going to go into the third section. How to avoid every market crash every time. This is the biggest fear for new traders. If you had this fear, let me know in the chat because I'm probably not the only one who felt this way, right? Because this is the thing you can't control. Now, my first week trading, I remember putting my son to bed. I have two sons. The older one's named Colin. The younger one is named Elliot. I was putting Elliot to bed, and he must have been really small. And I remember walking out of Elliot's room upstairs and just having cold sweats. I mean, completely like, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. What if the market crashes tomorrow, right? I couldn't sleep. My mind was racing. I had so much anxiety. And the only it just kept running through my mind. What if the market crashes tonight? Like I remember laying in my bed just like thinking, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? And then thinking, what am I gonna do? Because I can't control this. This is the monster that people fight. What am I going to do? I knew that lots of people traded, and yet somehow they were able to sleep. What did I need to learn? That's the way my brain works. Hopefully yours does too. What did I need to learn? Because I can't keep doing this. I can't keep putting trades on and just stressing. Is the market going to crash? What am I going to do? How do I avoid this? Then I came across my friend Steve Burns. One of the things I love about Steve is he will break something down and make it so simple. And then you're like, oh. Just break it down and make it simple. And what he told me was just use the 200 moving average, just only this, the 200 day moving average as a filter, nothing else. So I made this podcast and it's 2 minutes and 33 seconds long, has over 46,000 views. And do you remember how I talked about in the Turtle Trader scenario that you could put on the Wall Street Journal, the front page, these trading rules for one of the greatest traders of all time, and nobody would actually pay attention? That's exactly what's going on here. Because there are people blowing up their account every day. And even the hosts on Benzinga that I work with, I called him out on it one day. I was like, what are you doing? That's below the 200-day moving average. Why are you buying this? He's like, yeah, I know, I shouldn't have. And I was like, no, you shouldn't have. It's like slapping him on the wrist. Stop that. Quit it. And even if I put a video out there about how to beat the market in 2 minutes and 33 seconds that has over 46,000 views, here's the crazy thing. I am betting you most people ignored that. If you have the opportunity to watch the podcasts that I make and the interviews that I conduct and the amazing guests that I have on, treat these exactly like a one-on-one consulting session. Because I've gotten feedback from these guests that say, Chris, you have an interview style unlike anybody else I've ever had. Do you know why? It's because I am using this opportunity to talk to you as if it were a one-on-one consulting session. You, as the audience, have the opportunity to listen in on the fly on the wall in that conversation. And I'm going to do everything I can to extract as much value so I can learn from you. And I want you, as you watch the podcast interviews, to do everything you can to extract as much value as you can from these podcasts. So treat them like consulting sessions, which is exactly what I did. It's free advice from the world's best traders. So what Steve was saying in this video is, hey, go long, or not go long, but be available. Look to go long when price is over the 200-day moving average. And if it's below the 200-day moving average, just go to cash. That's it. That's the one thing. And it beats the market. But then I thought more on it, and I'm like, if it beats the market, then that means also it doesn't have the big losses, right? Because if it has the gains but it avoids the losses, that's a huge difference there. Isaac says it's about discipline. Yeah, it is. And that's kind of what I was saying to this Benzinga host. I'm like, don't do that. Here's an example. This is in 2018. The market declined 5% just to get to the 200-day moving average. Oh, hang on. Let me make this bigger for you. The market declined 5% to get to the 200-day moving average. But then after it broke down below it, it dropped another 14.5%, 15% after hitting the 200-day. How about the Corona crash? It dropped 9.5% before hitting the 200-day, and then it dropped another 29% top to bottom after breaking the 200-day. So yeah, you would still have losses, but they'd be on this side of the equation, not on this side of the equation. That's how you avoid every market crash every time. Are you ready for this? It's just math. That's why I can make a sensational, incredibly crazy thing to say, how to avoid every market crash every time, because it's just math. It has to go through the 200-day moving average. If it's crashing, the 200-day moving average is only a certain percentage away. Once it breaks through there, it can crash as far and wide as it wants to. But it has to go through the 200-day moving average. You can avoid the worst of the move. You can stay on this side of it where it's just coming down some before it flushes out. Because you don't know if it's ever going to come back. That's where a lot of traders mess up, is they're like, it'll come back. It'll come back. There are some stocks that never, ever come back over the 200-day, and then they get delisted and they're gone with your money. It has to go through the 200-day moving average. You can avoid the worst of the move, but just use that. Is that cool or what? Dude, I tell you, when Steve taught me that, I was like, oh, wow. It really is that simple. It's just math. Dude, type yes in the chat box if you're still here and if you're enjoying this. Here is a quick summary of the moving averages that I use and that I was taught to use. Do a screenshot on your phone or on your computer, take a little screen grab or something. Because this is not going to be public forever, as I mentioned, and I don't want you to lose this. In fact, let me make it bigger for you. The 200-day simple moving average is a key signal to the end of an uptrend or a downtrend. Yeah, we're getting a lot of yeses because people get it. Thank you guys for participating. This means a lot to me. So pay attention. When I do these podcast interviews, pay attention. Pay attention because I don't pick just randos. I've had, I think, 4 or 5 market wizards on at this point, and I'm doing my very best to get as many possible in here. And, you know, it's funny because Jack Schwager, who wrote the Market Wizard series, I've had the opportunity to talk to him. And he and I were talking about Mark Minervini. And I know Mark, as I mentioned earlier on. He was saying that when he talked to Mark, he pushed pause on the recording. He's like, "Mark, what you're saying here, everybody says." And Mark says, "I say that because this is what works. You're only interviewing the best traders in the world for the Market Wizards, and they're all saying the same thing because they all have figured out that it works." So pay attention. Ben asked, I was just about to ask. Well, there you go, man. Ask and you shall receive. Like, make sure you take a screen cap of that. I don't want you to lose it. So has this been awesome, right? This is so much fun to me. I can't express to you how fortunate I feel to be able to talk to you, to be part of your day and be part of the podcast. And this is awesome. This is why I was put on earth. I don't know why the Lord above put me here to do this, but he did, because once I found it, I clicked into it right away. But we also figured out a few things, right? We figured out how to not listen to the fake gurus. We talked about the secret indicator that tells you what's happening that's really behind closed doors, right? We talked about, or do you understand the power of that indicator at this point, right? We talked about how to get a 90% discount on every stock that you buy. And remember, we're only going to do this if you like big profits and small losses. And you understand why that works and why we would do it. We talked about how to avoid every market crash every time. And do you see how that works, right? Do you understand at this point how math plays such a big portion of the trading life? And how if you just use the math for you, you can see how you avoid every market crash every time. So let me ask you a question. Do you want my help to do this? Do you want me to help you implement this? Do you want me to help you take the guesswork out of trading and beat fake trading gurus at their own game? Because that's what I'm all about. And I've shown you exactly how to do these three things today. Now, type yes in the chat box if you're ready to take this to the next level. Because I'm sure you are, and you understand exactly everything that we've talked about today. But I want to take you to the next level.
Here, I have got a massive opportunity for you. And you will finally live the life you always dreamed being a trader would be. And I'm going to give it to you for free. Why in the world would I do that? Well, it's because it's a blatant bribe. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm trying to bribe you to try my new coaching program called the 10-Minute Trading Room. And in the 10-Minute Trading Room, we have daily live video calls. I will send you our daily video trade alerts. I'll send you
everything in our portfolio and all the updates that we make. I'll send you our daily market analysis. I'll send you our daily trade setups. And I'll send you our daily trading psychology. Everything we trade, you and I, we can trade it together. It's like getting a call from me personally every trading day with what we're trading and why we are trading it every trading day. Plus, every other Friday, I'm going to be holding live training sessions. And that's going to be just like what you're watching right now. We'll be building new trading courses together. And the reason we want to do that together is we'll be using your questions and finding the best answers. And these courses, they'll be available for members only. Plus, you can watch me personally showing you how to use these lessons in your trading. And you can ask as many questions as you need. You're going to get it all. I'm going to show you what's working in today's markets. And it's like an up-to-the-minute field report sent straight from the front lines of the cutting edge of trading. And then I'm going to show you how to model it in your trading fast. The only way to have access like this will be if you worked in my office with me shoulder to shoulder every day. So you're probably wondering about the cost. Now, as a member of the 10-Minute Trading Room, you're going to get everything. You're going to get the live video trade alerts, the live market analysis, the live portfolio analysis, the live new trade setups, the live trading psychology, all of that's included, plus the live training and Q&A calls, the live look over your shoulder trading setups, the live trading courses built with your questions and your answers. That way, you are confident in what we're talking about. And all of that's included for just $147 per month. There's no contract, and you can cancel at any time. Plus, I'll even give you the AI Stock Trading System course, our Real Trades case study course, and our bullish, bearish, and neutral option strategy courses, all for free. You're going to get the daily video trade alerts and portfolio updates. You're going to get the live training and Q&A calls. You're going to get the full catalog of our best-selling courses. And best of all, you're going to get access to a private members-only chat rooms. And that total value is $5,488. But of course you're not going to pay $5,488 for it. But it's $5,488 worth of training. And it's yours for free just by becoming a member. Now, let's talk about the membership dues. Like I said, it's $147 a month. That's not prohibitively expensive, but it's enough to keep the freebie-seeking knuckleheads at bay, right? But for the right person, this membership should pay you. So think about this. Would it be worth $147 to have me show you every single entry and every single exit point that we trade for an entire month? Don't you think that if you develop the trades like I created, you'd get the same results that I do? Now, if you're like most people, you tell me you'd probably pay for your membership several years over with just one of the proceeds from potentially one trade. And you probably tell me that everything else after that would just be gravy. And that's why I'm sending you our total trading system every month. I want you to make this an absolute no-brainer for you. Plus, I take a lot of pride in helping members win big and avoid those big losers too. So think about it this way. Would it be worth $147 for you to come spend an entire month looking over my shoulder, having me walk you through every entry, exit, and why? Personally showing you what's working and what's not. The daily trade alerts are meant to give you that same experience. And here's something else to consider. Would it be worth $147 to jump online with me twice a month to get all your trading questions answered? That's what we do in the live training and Q&A calls. Plus, you can see your fellow members and get ideas from what's working for them as well. Now, if any of those scenarios sound like they might be valuable to you, then this is a no-brainer, of course. And now, that's why you should accept my bribe to become a member today. Remember, there is no contract and you can cancel at any time. Plus, you can keep the AI Stock Trading System course. You can keep the Real Trades case study course. You can keep the bullish, bearish, and neutral options trading courses all for free. And here's something interesting about the cost of the membership. So if you do the math, it's $4.90 a day. So if you do a Google search for what can $4.90 buy you, the best answer I found was 5 apples. So which would you rather have? 5 apples or a ready-to-go trading strategy personally created by me every month? So let's face it, $4.90 isn't going to change your life. Let's be honest here. But the work that we do together can change everything. So accept my generous bribe and become a member today. You'll be a part of a small group of high performers across the world that share valuable information that the rest of the planet never discovers. You'll discover the latest cutting-edge trading tactics and strategies before anyone else has any idea what hit them. And you'll be able to take our trade ideas and plug them in to your account effortlessly. Plus, you get to connect with me and your fellow members every other week on live video calls, so you can gain the help, the guidance, and the focus that you need. So take this offer and become a member today. Remember, you're under no obligation to remain a member, and you can cancel at any time, and you can keep all the gifts for free. Hey, speaking of gifts, here's one more thing I wanted to show you. How about 12 trading books? I'm going to give that to you for free. You know what? That's not enough. How about 12 trading books and the audiobooks to go with that? No. I'm not even done yet. How about all of that plus our top stocks list? You can get all that for free today inside the 10-Minute Trading Room. So let's get started. 10minutetradingroom.com, and let's get started right now.
10minutestocktrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10minutestocktrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10minutestocktrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.